Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program on the one to count on for today's news and local information. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program we get to chat with Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti. So first thing I wanted to get your thoughts on and kind of rehash as we've talked over the last couple of weeks, but a ribbon cutting ceremony held for the McCreary Community Center last week that the Chamber was a part of. Can you kind of just take me behind the scenes and for those listeners who weren't able to attend and kind of talk about what you've been hearing in the public and what was like that evening when the doors were finally open to the public?
Sure. So we were really there just to be supportive of the city and their efforts with the McCreary Center and all of the renovations. So bringing the big scissors and the ribbon, of course, helping get the word out about it. But they really took it on themselves to kind of host the ceremony and, tell folks that had been there, what to expect, what to check out. And then, of course, the fun photo op. And then we all went inside and got to go on self-guided tours and kind of see for ourselves what everything looked like. And I was able to catch John a couple times and ask specific questions about, new changes. And so it's just really a great opportunity before it's really in use and, you don't necessarily get to poke around as much, a good chance to see it fresh and new and get people excited about utilizing the space and really celebrate this big accomplishment here for our community.
And another thing I wanted to talk about is I saw that the Chamber shared a post about we're just 121 days or 120 days from the time this airs, and it certainly feels like forever since last February. But input being requested about the theme and possible logos, can you educate me on what is being asked of the public at the moment?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes to get ready for the big event. We know that we have to make some considerations and changes for this year just to be prepared. But it's just a fun way to engage with our audience and our community that are engaged with Burr over the years to kind of let them know that, yes, we're planning on having some form of the event and get them excited about it. And, we start counting down, and so we hope that they get excited too. The last couple years we've had registration actually open by this time, and so we're a little bit behind there, kind of making sure we've got everything set and ready to go before we put that out. But we try to get kind of somewhat of a theme or slogan. That's not something that we have every single year, but it does tend to, help with the t-shirt design and things like that. So with COVID and everything and quarantine, it just kind of seemed like a fun way to, get people looking forward, get excited, and come up with something kind of quirky to get people excited, because ultimately, we really want to push registration for the event, because you never know what the weather is going to be like that day. So the more that we can do ahead of time, the better for everyone, to have their information, and, for us as a fundraiser, of course. So the more that we can do to, get people excited and looking forward to it, that's really our main goal for pushing that out and kind of requesting that. So mostly for fun, but then also realistically, with t-shirts and everything, we've got to come up with a design somehow. So asking our Burr riders in our community to say, what's something fun? What would you like to see this year? And if you're lucky, maybe you'll see it on this year's merchandise.
As we're getting into the fall season, a fall favorite from last year, certainly the Sip and Shop event, and already one a few weeks ago, and now another one on the calendar for next week. Can you tell me the latest on what people can expect?
Sure. So we have one coming up next Friday, October 16th. It's been a little while since we did this for kind of our fall edition. We are going to, still invite our retail businesses to take part. It's just a really, it's just an after-hours shopping experience. So for people that are not able to get out during the normal business hours, or they're just a real busy schedule, this is a chance to come out after hours, 5 to 8, and enjoy, seeing what's new. So season's changing, merchandise is changing inside the stores. It's a way to get people out, extending those hours to kind of open that up a little bit more, Hopefully people can still feel safe and, you know, practice social distancing and wearing face masks in between sips and all that sort of thing. But just really a way to remind people that we've got businesses that are here and open and they have great things and a good chance to come out and support them, see what's new. And just a fun little activity that can be pretty casual as well. Of course, still while staying safe.
I've been looking a little bit further down the calendar. Spooktacular coming up, and that's back on the calendar, and always excited to get back to some kind of normalcy, and especially for the kiddos, being able to let them celebrate Halloween and Beggars Nights. Can you give me the latest on what people can expect from Spooktacular this year?
So for the Spooktacular Downtown Trick-or-Treat Walk, there are some things that you can expect as normal and some minor adjustments as well. Ultimately, you know, we just encourage people to remember that this is a choice to participate and to be respectful and mindful of, you know, the current situation that we're in as far as being safe. And so we're encouraging our businesses to inform us ahead of time if they plan on attending so that those that are not setting up right in front of their business downtown, we know where there are open spaces for those that come from outside of the downtown area that want to participate. So just really urging our members and our community businesses to have that open conversation with us as far as, you know, if they're planning on attending or not, so that we can help kind of space things out. Looking at, well, we're planning on expanding the footprint a little bit this year so that we can really encourage that spacing out of those different stops along the way. You know, in years past, on a good year, there could be, you know, thousands of people downtown and just a bunch of activity. But we know that that will look a little bit different this year. So kind of taking some precautions by spacing those out, looking at the footprint, so making sure that, you know, there's more space in between the businesses and we're really keeping people safe. So 2nd Street between Willis Avenue and Patti is the typical footprint. Knowing that the library normally participates, we will also be closing Willis Avenue between 1st and 3rd. So as people circle around from 2nd, they can come on to Willis, stop by the hotel, and then go to the library, kind of go down that railroad street, that parking to DMAC and back up around, and then even turn back on back on Willis towards 3rd, so they can head towards Fairway, not going all the way towards Fairway, but turning by the barbershop and then coming back up to the intersection and then going down. So really encouraging, you know, more space and people, you know, walking a little bit further so that they can get out and, you know, stay safe as well. Encouraging face masks, of course. So we're just going to do the best that we can to keep everyone safe and healthy and ask everyone to do the same.
And that was our conversation with Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.